This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen, alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. 5 times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Happy opening day, although I'm a tad disappointed, Tam.
Uh-oh.
I know you're going to make fun of me for this. I had an outfit planned for today.
Okay.
I actually ordered some new Padres gear for the home opener in celebration of the home opener.
No. You ordered more? You have one. Now,
I've already heard it from my girlfriend, Sam. Please.
You have worn a different Padres shirt, sweatshirt, jacket.
Yeah.
Every single day for the last month.
Yeah.
And you aren't out of them, right?
No.
But the one you have on now, how many more would you say, not counting what you just ordered, how many more would you say you have left?
Probably another week in me.
Oof.
I know.
Why did you order something new?
Because today's a fresh start. I thought I've never worn it before. I thought it'd be great to just christen the 2025 season, the first game, with a brand new item of clothing I've never worn before. And I even planned it. I thought I planned it perfectly, but it's delayed somewhere in the shipping world. Mm-hmm. I've been tracking it for 3 days now. Another hoodie. This one is black. It's totally sharp. And it's unique. I wouldn't look like everybody else. I don't know. I just was so excited about it. I was so excited to debut it today. In fact, I even stayed at my house a little bit later this morning than I usually do. I thought maybe, I don't know, like the Amazon guy was going to be like, oh, I forgot this in the back of my truck or something. I don't know. I was waiting for it to show up this morning, and it's not. So, I mean, I'm psyched. I'm still in a Padres hoodie. I got my orange Padres shoes on. I'm ready to rock. But I'm a little disappointed that I couldn't wear my brand new first day of school Padres gear today. Come on. Don't make fun of me. I mean, yes, I shouldn't even say don't make fun of me. I'm opening myself up for constant ridicule, but
you know,
whatever.
We used to, and you were part of this, making fun of yourself for how many black t-shirts can one man own.
I know.
I think your Padres stuff surpassed that
100%.
Now. And I think you absolutely, positively must give me the Padres sweatshirt that is green and gold, since you hate the Packers anyway, and I can rep my Packers kind of backhandedly while I wear a Padres sweatshirt.
Where did this come from?
If I call your girlfriend, I bet she will say, you know, John, you should give that to her.
No, I'm still waiting for her to pop out of the door here somewhere. I think she's in on this. No, she was very upset when I told her that I was waiting for my new Padres gear to show up.
You have a problem,
because
John.
She did help me purge my closet when we moved in together and did donate, I think, no less than 2 full-size hefty garbage bags full of Padres gear. But listen, I'm an unapologetic fan. I don't care. I want to represent. I want to look different. Tammy, you've got a great look today. You got your Padres hat. You got your Padres jersey customized to you. But anybody can get that. I wanted to have something unique. And I'll be okay. Don't worry. Don't start the GoFundMe page quite yet. But
he's an addict.
I love this team. What are you going to do? I'm so excited about today.
I wish I was as passionate about something.
You are. You're passionate about your son. You're passionate about your job.
My child and the Padres. That's two totally different.
You're passionate about, come on, help me out here. What's your passion about?
Yeah, see,
about?
Exactly.
The theater. You love live theater.
Yeah, but I don't buy 20
different
pieces.
But you stay up till like 11 o'clock on a school night to go see a live show. You're passionate about that. Tammy, you're passionate about looking things up.
You know,
proving people wrong, you're passionate about that.
No. Please don't do that. I don't like to prove people wrong. What I do like is if somebody has a question and they sit there and go, God, I don't know.
She just proved you wrong, by the way.
Exactly. Exactly.
I don't like, that's not why I do things.
Oh,
I don't like proving people wrong.
I can't believe you're taking my statement seriously.
God. If you can get the answer,
yes,
why not?
You're right, Tammy. You're 100% right. In the meantime, we, as usual, at 9:30 this morning, we are starting off our Padres pre-party at Rockin' Baja Lobster on 5th in Gaslamp. And we're giving away Boots in the Park tickets.